Can you comment on the job of coordinator Brian Daboll and why did you hire him?
Brian's done a fabulous job. You know, here right now with our players and our offense, I hired him because of his knowledge, his energy, and his the fact that he has been in our division for a bunch of years and has some intimate knowledge in our division. And last year in Cleveland did an outstanding job against our division. So he's a good football coach.
All right. What do you see in Colt McCoy this year compared to last year in Brian Daboll's offensive system?
Well, I mean, Colt obviously looks like to me he's playing with a little bit more confidence right now. I mean, it's not the first time he started. Brian had him, you know, fresh out of college there and, you know, kind of started him in the middle or towards the end of the season for a handful of games there. But, you know, looks to me like now that it's his team, you know, he's playing with a lot more confidence. You know, he's a dangerous guy because he can hurt you, you know, throwing the football, but he can hurt you running the football as well. And he extends plays when he gets out of the pocket.
Do you believe you have a running back situation now similar to Ricky Williams and Ronnie Brown, where both Daniel Thomas and Reggie Bush need to get on the field together?
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, you know, right now we feel like we got a couple good runners. You know, they played a good game, you know, last game. Daniel had a pretty nice game last game, and Reggie, you know, did some, you know, some good things during the course of the first two games. So, you know, that's really where we are. But until we get this thing going consistently here, you know, with our running game, you know, then we'll see where we are. But I know that these two players are outstanding players that we have.
And a follow-up to that, do you ever see yourself using them in the Wildcat together?
I don't know about that. I mean, you know, Daniel was a Wildcat quarterback, you know, in college and ran it. And, you know, Reggie has obviously done a little bit of this too. So, you know, I'm not sure of that right now. It's one of the reasons that we went to the Wildcat when we did was to get two players like that on the field.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the Wildcat craze in the NFL has come and gone? And if so, why is that?
Well, I think it started to die down a little bit. I think when we started the thing, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, all of a sudden it took off, you know, and I think that a couple teams have done a nice job, Cleveland being one of them with Cribs. I thought they did a good job of it, you know, particularly last year, you know, when Brian was there. But, you know, I think that more teams started to run it, so more teams started to practice it, you know, during OTAs and in the off season, and I think that, you know, it became – you know, a little bit more predictable.
Mm-hmm. What have you seen from Browns rookie D lineman Phil Taylor and Jabal Sheard?
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, I think Phil, you know, he was has been really physical. You know, I started to notice him through the preseason games, you know, getting better and better. But, you know, in the first two games, I think he's done an outstanding job. He's a physical, tough player, you know, that really, you know, runs well for a big guy. He's pretty active in there. So, you know, I think he's done a really nice job. And as far as Jabal there, he has been a guy that I've been very impressed with. You know, we had him in here for a Miami day, you know, when we were going through our process for the draft and, you know, and all that good stuff. And I was impressed with him during the workout, and I've been impressed with him on film. He's got great explosiveness and can really turn the corner.
I know we touched on this earlier, but what are your impressions of Colt McCoy overall?
Oh, I think he's a heck of a football player. I mean, I've liked this guy for a long time. You know, I mean, of course, I was in Dallas and, you know, with the Cowboys, and I got a chance to watch him there growing up a little bit. And, you know, I mean, I just think the guy's a heck of a football player. He's a winner. I mean, he's won every place he's ever been. So, you know, I think that quality plus, you know, all the other intangibles that he has, you know, the way he can throw the ball with touch and pace and the way he moves, I think makes him a handful for any team.
If you shut down Payton Hillis, do you shut down the Browns?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I think that, you know, they got a lot of weapons. I mean, you know, last year in our ball game, Ben Watson hurt us. You know, Masquai hurt us, you know, on a deep ball. So, you know, they got a bunch of weapons there. And, you know, I mean, Payton is a tremendous player. Don't get me wrong. But then a lot of the offense looks like it runs through him at times. But, you know, they got enough players there to make – a bunch of big plays there. You know, they're using Cribs more now to get him involved. That's scary. And then, you know, I've even noticed Little coming out of there, and he's a big guy that can catch the ball. So they got a lot of weapons there.
Does the new kick rule allow you to breathe easier with Josh Cribs returning kicks?
Well, I mean, you know, it doesn't, and you know, I guess it's hit or miss. You know, right now there's teams taking a ball out of there 8 and 9 yards deep on a consistent basis. So, you know, I mean, you got to kick it out of the stadium for me to breathe easy when it's Cribs back there. But, you know, I would have to think that, you know, it obviously doesn't favor the teams that have returners of his ability, you know, only because, you know, at the end of the year when you start to chart the number of opportunities, they probably have gone down a few. But, you know, from my end, unless we kick it into the dog pound out there, you know, I'm going to be nervous.
Mm-hmm. What does Hartline do for your wide receiver core?
Brian has been since the day that we drafted him here, and you know, he played his first game. He's been a guy that's had tremendous run after catch for us and has made big plays. He's, you know, been a guy that whose average per catch has been one of the highest on the team. And, you know, he's not that kind of guy that you would look at and think, well, man, he's, you know, he's one of the fastest or he's one of the quickest. But this guy's a good football player. He loves football. He's smart. He plays all the positions. And also, he gives you a lot of flexibility that way. And, you know, he's productive.
Mm-hmm. How do you explain your team win-loss record the past years on the road compared to at home?
Well, I mean, I can't explain it other than the fact that I can say that, you know, our turnover ratio at home has been an awful lot higher than it has been on the road. We've turned the ball over at a high pace at home. I can't tell you the reasons why. I mean, I really, you know, I've been banging my head over that. But our team enjoys, you know, I mean, obviously we love playing at home here, but they like to be on the road, and, you know, they do a good job on the road, you know, getting to know each other a little bit more, and that team bonding thing, and, you know, all that good stuff. So that's been, you know, it's just been something that's good for us, but, you know, I know it's not good for everybody.
What separates Jake Long from other left tackles?
I think that his makeup is one thing. I mean, I think his makeup is tremendous. You know, I know you got a good one down there. His makeup is outstanding as well. You know, I think this guy is a guy that, you know, a high character guy, tremendous work ethic, you know, loves the weight room, good athlete, smart player. He's got all the intangibles that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. And what does Jason Taylor bring to the team on the field and in the locker room?
Tremendous leadership, outstanding wisdom, and he's unselfish. He's not afraid to help the younger players, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted him back here as bad as I wanted him back here. And he's, you know, he can still rush the passer. So all those things together are the reason why you'd want to have a player like that on your team, and he just brings tremendous qualities to the team.
All right, Coach, that's all. I wanted to thank you for taking time out of your day to speak with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Have a good one.